Hi, welcome to an update on some great ideas to get your brand new art out into the world with the help now of your brand new iPhone. So today saw the launch of the new Apple 10, the XS, and some amazing features are going to really help you with your art if you have one of these beauties. And one of the ways that we can really tap into it is looking how Apple has created such a creative buzz around it. So the Apple 10 was created to honour their founder Steve Jobs, and it's interesting how now they're going to cease making that, almost making it exclusive to those who have it, and a brand new phone is now released. So this is a good idea to take into your own art, to create something to commemorate an important moment, but then to complete its journey, to finish it. That's a great way of making it have a lot more meaning, and also ironically bring more attention to the new product. So having people queue up outside a shop for your product, your design, must be an amazing feeling for the people that worked on this brand new product. It's interesting though, it doesn't have the same colour choices, the gold, the rose gold, as previous models or the bright colours of the iPhone 5. And this in a way is really useful, knowing that Apple have sold us really an experience. It's how we're going to get so much joy and fun out of using it rather than looking at it, although it is a beautiful piece of design. It doesn't draw the, it looks like an Android from a distance. But interestingly, they have used technology that's been around quite some time, but it's how they use it, and they've waited that time for when everyone is ready to purchase it. So that is one of the tips too, to wait until your audience are ready for a particular plot or composition, and you can really tread in the steps of your ideal readers by looking at the world they inhabit, the news stories, the geographical happenings, and the political scheme they're in, and also the social media that they're looking at too. If you're not really sure who is engaging with your poetry or your writing or your art, then why not just throw an event on Eventbrite and just see who turns up, and really put some of your edgy work out there. It's quite surprising, quite revealing, quite valuable to see who your gang is, who your tribe. And now these are the people that it's going to be a lot more easier to market to. But you do have to get that message absolutely right. So if you are using the brand new iPhone today, then one of the things is the camera's in a slightly different place. It's on the back in a different location. So when you pop your phone on the table, it does wobble a bit, and it does make it a little bit harder to sign in using face recognition, especially when it's flat on the table. Apple Pay is a little bit more awkward, but it's interesting once you've played around with your phone for a few hours how you just get used to it. And this is something encouraging to us, that we know that if you're going to put some changes in your art or your routine of how you create your work, then it will become second nature very soon. And so the phone will also create opportunities for connecting with images. There's some real funny ways you can make your face into a unicorn, and so Apple do have a sense of humor. Not everything is really serious. And use some of the apps of the day. There's some great ways to journal every day using the phone too. Just getting used to where the different buttons are on the side, rather than having the home button. You just swipe along the screen to get up the things that you need for the home page. So what are you going to do on your phone to sell more art? Well, why not think about a launch creating a buzz that's linked up with a local festival? So an international festival maybe nearby, or even a much smaller fair. It could be as simple as getting a kiosk there, but you could also help them create awareness for their brand. So you're helping them with what they want to achieve by also offering something that will entertain or engage people and sell your products. So either they would be taking a commission off your work, or perhaps you'd be paying to have a small involvement in their connection with wider audiences, and it would be well worth the investment. Don't forget the obvious things like blog articles, online press releases, and reviews, because this will bring Google searches to your products. And these organic searches can get you a lot of sales. So why not create an event whereby people can come and experience what you have to offer? And it could be a small thing, could just be a 1 hour, make some local delicacy cakes with me and take home some of my art and engage with it that way. So however you're sharing your world with your customers, technology is proving that it's helping us every step of the way, not only in what it does, but in looking at how it's marketed to a broad spectrum of people. And Apple always encouraged us to be ourselves. I remember one of the adverts whereby everyone's dancing. It's the main image, you know, all silhouettes, lots of different diverse people having a great time. And the product has the white earbuds. And at the time, everyone had black earbuds. To have those earphones in white was huge. It was just different. And it was eye-catching, and it communicated the brand to be yourself. And Apple were going to support us doing that, which is quite a nice thing. So that, just that simple idea, but how it was marketed made such a big statement. And also that 1984 Apple ad, it's worth Googling if you fancy watching it. Just shown, I think, on the Super Bowl, that just launched Apple Macintosh into the stratosphere. So however you're enjoying your technology today, I hope that it's serving you and it's creating the world that you want, and that in turn you're using it to create the art that's carving out the world that you want, because that's the important thing. Surely that's what it's all about. So do connect with me, click follow, and I've got some great ways of how to get your creative work out of your head and onto the page in very little time coming up. And do click like, and talk to you again soon. Wishing you a great weekend, whatever you're up to. The blue skies are shining here. Here's to you. If you've enjoyed this, do have a look at my Oxford tour on the Voice Map Network.